look at this marvelous page here, it is meant to tell you that there's a couple of buttons called image 1 and image 2, and if you look at HTML of interest, it has actually both both things illustrated. So although we haven't, I guess it's almost unreadable, but you will see that this has one image invoked with a document.writeln and another image, image 2, invoked with a JavaScript entity. And if you can remember the names of some nifty images, you found that one hard to read. If I click on that, it will change the background file that I just to this particular file, nhse.gif, and so on. So you can use this ability to change dynamically images or these JavaScript variables, which are then used within the document, whether you use the document.writeln or the JavaScript entity. In each of these cases, there's a reload command built into the JavaScript so that you actually see it. Otherwise, you would not see it. The only reason you saw this change in the background image is that there is a window.reload built into the JavaScript.